Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hello! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that won't leave you stranded because we give you the exact lessons, strategies, and tips to become better as a business builder with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinhome. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's lesson is part one of a two-part lesson, 10 reasons why online businesses fail. If you have an online business, if you're building an online business, if you're getting started, then this two-part lesson is going to be a game changer for you. It's going to really help you avoid the pitfall so you could succeed. I've worked with a lot of online business builders, and I see these 10 pitfalls every single time. I saw them in myself when I got started. And even if you don't have an online business or you're not starting one, a lot of the lessons that we're going to be talking about in this two-part lesson is going to be applicable and be insightful for you in your physical business. I'm going to give you the reasons why and why they happened and how to avoid them. Online business is competitive, and you gotta have your best game on. You have to have everything to your advantage so you can have the best chance of success. So turn up the volume and let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. With their 24/7 live support via phone, chat, or email, HostGator's always got your back when it comes to creating your business's website. If you're just getting started, HostGator's got plans that start at $5 a month, and they can scale with you as your business grows. To save big, 30% big, just go to HostGator.com/MBA30 and get started. That's HostGator.com/MBA30. You've heard the statistic of how many businesses fail in the first 4 months. And when it comes to online business, that percentage just goes up because there's less skin in the game. It's a lot easier to step away from it. In fact, recently I've seen a study on the Huffington Post that said 90% of new online businesses fail in the first 4 months. And the reason for this? There are many. And that's why I'm doing this two-part lesson. Today's going to be part one. We're going to cover the first 5 reasons why an online business fails. And then tomorrow, in part two, we'll cover the next 5. Having been through the journey myself several times, you're going to find this lesson really, really helpful. All right, let's get into it. I'm going to start from the least impactful to the most impactful. Least impactful means number 10, meaning this has the least amount of impact on the reason why you fail. And number 1 is obviously going to be the most impactful reason why. Number 10, so common, and many of us can see it in ourselves at some point, and that's a lack of commitment. You talk about how much you want to start your own business with your family and friends, but you never really commit to getting started. You keep waiting for the right time, or you continue to just think about it, but you never really start. And there's a reason for this. It's not that you're lazy. It's because before you get started, it's still a dream. It's still a fantasy. There's no skin in the game. Once you start putting money down and start building your business and start investing your time, the chance of it failing is real. And none of us wants to fail. It's just inside our system, in our DNA, we don't like failing. And the thing about entrepreneurship is that you gotta embrace failure. It's okay. It doesn't mean that you're a loser or a failure. You just gotta get up, dust yourself off, keep going. But from grade school, we hear failure is a bad thing. We get an F on the test, that's a bad thing. We're getting in trouble, right? So before we actually get started, it's not real yet. There's no chance of failing if there's no business yet. I want you to really think about this, because if you do, you'll realize that I'm right. A lot of us, we like to just stay on the idea stage and talk about it with our friends. And often we become the all-talk person amongst our friends. Or we start seeing this idea as more of a hobby project and not a real business. So 100%, I have to put this on the list, and it's a lack of commitment. If you want to succeed in business, you got to commit. You got to commit to a course of action. You got to say, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to figure this out, and I'm going to get started. You're going to stop thinking about it, and you're going to start doing it. And that leads me to number 9. Number 9, poor planning. Now, I don't want you to misunderstand this. When I say poor planning, I don't mean like you didn't think it out and plan it out right. Some people think they have to plan to infinity, and that means no action. What I'm talking about is that you don't actually plan out time to get things done, to actually take action. You just say to yourself, all right, I'm going to do this business. Let's make it happen. I'm going to start tomorrow. You don't tell yourself what time tomorrow, how long you're going to work on it, what you're going to work on tomorrow. You're not really getting serious about the planning. If you're going to start an online business, you got to sit down, open up your calendar, block book some time, and break down what you have to do for the first month. Whether that's designing your website, creating your first blog post, creating a newsletter, whatever it is, break it down into steps and dedicate the time every single day in the coming days to make it happen. That's what I mean by lack of planning or poor planning. You see, action, just getting up and doing it, is not easy when you don't know what to do. And the easiest way to get action going is to have a plan of action, is to tell yourself, hey, this is what I have to do every day. And then when it's time for you to do it, you just do it. It's like having an exercise routine. Like if you bought a plan like P90X or some sort of exercise program, the reason why people actually can get it done is because every day the program tells you what to do. There's no guesswork of what you have to do. It's already pre-scripted. Just like me, when it's time for me to get up on the mic, I don't sit down and think about what am I going to record today? What am I going to say on the mic? That's all done beforehand. I do all the planning. I outline everything out. So when I get on the mic, I just do. So if you want things to happen in your business, you have to make the time and plan for it. You have to make it a priority. It's just like if you were going to plan a vacation, you wouldn't just get up and go. You would make the time. You'd take the time off from work. You would, book the tickets. You would book the hotels. You'd figure out how you're going to get to the airport. You would pack. All these things would lead up to actually going on the trip. So when you show up to the airport, it's not like, oh, what am I going to fly? You already have a ticket. You know exactly the airline. You know the seat you're going to sit in. It's just do it. You just walk to the airplane and you just do it. So make sure you plan your action steps. All right. Number 8, reason why online businesses fail. And you guessed it, a lack of action. You simply don't take enough action. And if you do, it's just at the start because you're all motivated and pumped and that motivation wanes. And what happens is that a few weeks in, maybe a couple months in, you're not taking as much action. You might have been working on it every day, and now you're just working on it a couple times a week, and then maybe down the line, it's once a week, and then it's just forgotten. So number 9 and number 8 go hand in hand. You have to have your plan, and then you got to just go ahead and do it. You got to be motivated enough. You got to pump yourself to the point where you say, hey, I got to make this happen. I want to see this happen. I know at the start, the building phase, it's hard because you haven't seen results yet. And you need some wins to motivate you. I get it. But motivate yourself to see your creation come to life. You could do this, but you are the only one that can do it. You're the one who has to do the work. Even if you're delegating or hiring people to do certain things, you got to get that hiring done. So people that fail at online businesses is because they just don't take action. A lot of people think that action is not a huge deal on online business. They think it's easy. They think that, oh, it's not that hard. I don't have to work that hard. No. Online businesses are just as challenging and require just as much effort to set up and get going and to run as regular businesses. Yes, you have flexibility of location and time and all that stuff, but it doesn't mean that businesses just pop out of nowhere. It takes effort, it takes time, and you have to put in the effort. All right, moving down the line, number 7, and this one's a big one, and that's you attempt to grow your business on social media and not build your own asset. A lot of people, when they start an online business, they're trying to find a shortcut for some reason. They just think there's like some sort of magic bullet, some fast way to make some good income and just blow up and go viral. Let me save you the time and the effort and the money. That doesn't happen. I don't know where people get this idea. even videos that go viral, there's a huge machine behind it. There's efforts, there's audience building, there's a lot of things that go on before something goes viral. But the number seven mistake or reason people fail on online business is that they try to build their business on Facebook or Instagram or whatever social media and forget that that's not where business gets done. Business gets done on a website, on a business entity. When you go to sell a business, you sell your place of business, and your place of business is your website. Social media is to get people to your website. And I say this because you don't own Facebook. When you build a business on Facebook, Facebook could change something tomorrow, and rightfully so, it's their business, it's their website. And you lose all your customers. You lose all the work and all the foundation you've put into Facebook. Now, I'm not hating on Facebook. This is the same thing with any other social media platform. A lot of people just say, oh, there's a lot of people on Facebook, so you know, I'll just do business there. You may get sales, you may get some traffic, but it's not a permanent resident. It's not a good place to build a foundation and build your business for the long run. It's not going to give you enough momentum. That's like saying, I want to open up a cupcake shop because my cupcakes are delicious and people are going to love them, right? But I don't want to mess around with opening up a cupcake store either online or in a physical store. No. I'm going to take a shortcut. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start selling my cupcakes as people are sitting around in the food court of malls. Come on. Yes, there's traffic there and maybe one or two people will buy it, but that's not a permanent resident. That's not a place where you can actually build a business. Get serious about it. Use social media to create awareness about your business, but do business on your own asset, your own website. All right, let's move on to number six. And this is a big one. A lot of people do this, and this is why they fail with online businesses, is that they don't target a target audience. They try to cast their net too wide. They say, I want to sell to everybody. But that doesn't work. You can't speak to everybody directly. You got to speak to a target audience. You got to speak their language. You got to resonate with them personally so they feel like, hey, this person is talking directly to me. You're just going to be vanilla when you're talking to all different types of people. You can have a very successful business with just a target niche. I know for a lot of people, this is very hard to comprehend. It's like, no, but I want more customers. You can have plenty of customers, but get specific. There's a lot of people in the world. I mean, even the biggest companies in the world have a target market. I can't go to McDonald's and order a lobster. And at the same token, I can't go to a fancy French restaurant in Paris and ask for a Big Mac. So make sure you know your target audience and you go after them. Guys, I got more on today's topic. I want to summarize the first five that we covered today. But before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Harry's. As an entrepreneur, you want to cut out as many headaches as you can. And for me, shaving is a headache. I got to go to the store to buy razors and shaving cream, and I got to remember to pick them up. And if I want good ones, I got to spend an arm and a leg. Luckily, I don't have to do that anymore. Now that there's Harry's.com. Harry's.com has high-quality German-crafted blades. In fact, they own their own blade factory over in Germany. So they pass on the quality and the savings because they cut out the middleman. You can have the shaving handle, their shaving blades, and your cream delivered to you every single month right to your door, no headaches. And best of all, they're super affordable. Their starter kit is only $15. But get this, as a listener to the $100 MBA show, you're going to save an additional $5. All you got to do is go over to harrys.com, that's H-A-R-R-Y-S.com, and enter promo code MBA at checkout. Again, that's harrys.com, enter promo code MBA, and you'll get the razor, three razor blades, and the shaving cream for $10. Check it out and thank me later. All right, guys, I want to wrap up this lesson with summarizing the first five mistakes, or the five reasons why online businesses fail. Remember, tomorrow's part two, we'll recover the other five. So number 10 was lack of commitment, not committing to your business. Number 9 was poor planning, not making sure that you plan out what you're going to do so you actually have something to refer to when it's time to take action. Number 8 was taking action, or a lack of action is the reason why they fail. Make sure you actually keep going and you do the work you have to do. Number 7 is you try to grow or build your business on a social media platform like Facebook or Instagram instead of building the business and doing business on your actual website. Number 6, you don't have a target audience. You're talking to everybody or trying to talk to everybody, but you're resonating with nobody. Guys, I can't wait to teach tomorrow's lesson, where it's part 2 of this lesson where I cover the top 5 reasons why online businesses fail. You can avoid them and you can move forward and be successful. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I know we got a little long today, but I want to make sure that we went into detail of each one. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. The purpose of this two-part lesson is to give you some insights to say, hey, you can do this. Just be careful. These things are going to creep up on you. I know. Be aware of it. If you want to jot down these 10 and put them on your wall in front of where you work or on your laptop on a sticky note, do it. Be vigilant about avoiding these mistakes. All right, guys, I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.